It's interesting. It's before in this Gemara that when Yosef told his brothers, Ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai, it was teichacha. He was giving them Musa. And the truth is, it's a medrash, a very, very well-known medrash. The medrash says, V'la yachlu echav la'anu yisoysay, abekoyim bardala amar. Abekoyim bardala said, oylonu miyoy madin, oylonu miyoy ma teichacha. Hado d'chsev, v'la yachlu echav la'anu yisoysay, ki nivalu miponav. K'she yove HaKadosh Baruch, v'yachiyach kol echav echav lefi mashahu, when HaKadosh Baruch is going to come, he's going to give everyone musar, alachas kama v'kama, can you imagine how challenging it's going to be? So, the Medrash says what the Gemara says, and that is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, when Yosef was talking and he revealed himself to his brothers, he said, Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai, what he was essentially doing was, he was giving them Musar. And every single Sefer on Chumash from the beginning of time has asked the same question, and that is, what was the Musar Shmuz? What did he tell them? He said, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef, ha'oid avichai, tell me, now let's talk tachlis. I don't know if you were telling me the truth. I mean, you didn't talk much about me, so clearly you are hiding things. Is my father really alive? Where was the Musar? Where was the Teichacha? And Poshet, when the Pasuk says, V'lo yachlu echav la'anoy soysay ki nivalo miponav, it's because they just heard this rant? Because they just heard a Musar Shmuz? No, they were just stunned. They were shocked. Poshet Yosef revealed himself, and they couldn't believe it. They could not believe that this person that they were handling is really their brother Yosef, and that his dreams actually came true. But Chazal say no. It was a Musar Shmuz, and the reason V'lo yachlu echav la'anoy soysay is because the Musar was so sharp. And if that's the case with a boss of Adam, Kal v'chayinu when it's going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all the different pshatim I do of Ein Kam v'chayinu l'harach. But I'll just tell you one hergish that I had learning the Gemara today, and that is, this goes down as the great Musar Shmuz of all time. And really, all the Achrayim mutcha a little bit to understand what the Musar Shmuz even was. It's not clear, right? No one knows. The Beis Halevi, the Chafetz Chaim, everyone has a pshat. But it's not even clear what the pshat was. So what came to mind was Rashi in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Eila ha-dvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'ever ha-yarden. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Yidim be'ever ha-yarden. Where was it? Ba'an Midbar, Ba'an Rava, Ma'al Sof, Ben Parim, Ben Teufel, V'lom v'chatzes, these are Pasha. That Pasuk is like a geography class. So where was it exactly? It was here, it was there. That's Pasha Pshat. But Rashi quotes Chazal. First Rashi in Sefer Dvarim. L'fi shem divrei teichachos. All the different places that Moshe Rabbeinu, that I mentioned this Pasuk, were places that the Yidim did Averos. Therefore, it's for that reason that the Pasuk was so same, and it mentioned all the Teichacha v'derech remes. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that you see from here how a person's supposed to give Musar. A person's supposed to give Musar b'remiza. People think that the most effective way to tell somebody off is by telling him off. You yell, you scream, you get bakas, you lace into him, you let him know what you think of him, and somehow that's going to change him. But we know today, progressively, that that doesn't really work. And the most effective way to do it is to come with honey and not by chasing after him. But even more specifically, the less you talk, the more effective it is sometimes. And if you could do it b'remiza, it's even more effective. Eila advar masha diber moisha is all musar. There's not one word of musar, but it's all b'remiza. And it's coming to teach us that when you give musar, you're supposed to give musar b'remiza. The greatest musar shmuz ever given was given by Yosef HaTzadik. Ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai. This was the most powerful, most profound rant ever given. And it's so sussum, it's so beremiza that we need our fingers and our thumbs to figure out what the Musar even was. Because that is the way real Musar is supposed to be given. It's supposed to make a point that's so powerful, that v'lo yachlu echav la'anus ki nivalu mipanav, but at the same time, it's so subtle. Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai was so subtle, but at the same time, it was so powerful.